I have found it to be very, to be exciting and rewarding to discover something entirely new to me. It may have been a new insight from something which has been a very familiar part of my life. It may have been from a saying, or some picture, or a song, or a hymn, or something, some familiar story, or a view of an everyday landscape, or it may be even a person I meet, a new insight. It becomes one of those aha moments. Why didn't I see, hear, or read that before? Such new views or insights may change or give an even stronger meaning to that which has drawn our attention. This is what makes life exciting and life meaningful, for it is all about the learning process which should never die within us. Those who stop learning stop living, for they stop growing. There are those who think they know it all, but in reality they are stagnant creatures who lack the ability to experience the newness of every moment and therefore the joys which follow. I have been fortunate in the fact that being a student of history has led me to find new information about events of the past which have been overlooked, but which may change the understanding of an event or time. And I have done this with the history of Fells Point, and it's been exciting. This kind of discovery and new insight can be defined as revelation. Revelations do not only come to us during times of elation and success, but throughout the spectrum of life experiences, from bad to good. In fact, some of the most insightful and meaningful revelations often come through those experiences that we dread and may seem to be harmful. To learn from these experiences, to be challenged by them, and to grow from them can give new life. They may even lift us to new heights and of insight, not only into ourselves, but into how we approach the future. To only approach them with our past conceptions of how others may have responded negatively to similar situations is to deny life as a growing experience. To rely on reactions which go by the book, so to speak, is to limit our own God-given ability to realize new revelations and new insights. I see this at times within my own self and within others. We go along with the flow of thinking, which others have said or how they automatically react without questioning it. I have found this highly dangerous, not only in being a historian, but also in my pursuit to understanding the Bible, and ultimately in living my life. To just accept interpretations which have been handed down to us can restrict the insight and revelation which God may have in store for us. If you read the book of Job, you can see this very clearly. If Job had followed the admonitions and interpretations of his friends who confronted him, then Job's life would have been utterly destroyed, leaving him no hope and no future. Job rejected those who lived by the book. Rather, he never gave up on God. He discovered that regardless of what he had gone through, he would come out of it as a better person. A person who God had not rejected, but had loved all along. To understand Job is to begin to understand life and the insights and revelations which come to us through all kinds of experiences in life. Job also gives us insight into another way of looking at the first recorded teachings of Jesus, the Beatitudes. We read them this morning. The Beatitudes laid the foundation of Jesus' message thereafter. The Beatitudes, these teachings appear to take negative situations and circumstances in life and elevate them into a position as being blessings of life. In experiencing some of these, it may seem difficult to be called blessed, or as some translations say, happy. How blessed or how happy are you when you are suffering from being poor in spirit? Or in a state of despair? Or how can one be blessed or happy when suffering the loss of a loved one? Or in being meek and withdrawn? Or who suffer persecution from being falsely accused? How happy, how blessed can you be? How blessed are you when there seems to be no earthly rewards for seeking justice and righteousness, for being filled with mercy and forgiveness, for trying to be a peacemaker when society wants no peace, or living a pure life when purity and honesty are laughed upon? How blessed or happy can you be? Being called blessed or happy in these circumstances appears to be illogical. In a world filled with greed, self-power, egocentricity, and prestige, the world would consider them to be a weakness and painful at best. They are not considered to be the virtuous experiences of life, which bring happiness, but only deter societal goals and ambitions. Therefore, the Beatitudes may seem to be totally unrealistic, unrealistic in our lives which live in the real world. But that does not have to be the case at all. These circumstances do not have to be perceived in the light of how others may perceive them, not at all. Here is where we must begin to allow God's given power to use our own minds to gain insight into life as we experience it. We find the blessings in life when we are not overcome by misfortunes or by being condemned by the misguided influences and powers of the world in which we live. Happiness is to know that the revelation of God, which God has given us, leads us to the insight of experiencing what is truly meaningful in life. Jesus was well aware of the message of his ministry. He was well aware that it would not be easy to follow, for it in many ways would run contrary to society's ideas, deals, and influences upon mankind. was well aware that the kingdom of God, which he came to reveal, would meet with ridicule and wrath. He knew that he was going to ask his followers not to follow the book of society's responses to life's circumstances. That is why he had to first lay out clearly the rewards of his teachings in the kingdom of God. These rewards were far different than what people would generally expect and may not even have desired. They were rewards with eternal consequences. If his followers gained insight into life from his teachings, then they would truly be blessed and find the ultimate of happiness in life. That was his promise through the Beatitudes. No matter what happened, no matter how they would be perceived, or how much pain and suffering they would face, they would be blessed by God. They would not only be blessed, but they would realize a happiness which would be found in overcoming the circumstances in life. Jesus was laying the foundation for a different life. A life which would run contrary to man's conceptions of life. This foundation would clearly differentiate between the kingdom of man and the kingdom of God. You know, I must interject something at this point. There are those who follow false teachings. Those who would follow the people would say, pay me enough money and you will be happy and you will find reward because I will give you such a prayer. Condolences. Indulgences are popular today. Beware. That is not the kingdom of God. That is not what Jesus is speaking about in the Beatitudes. Paul put it this way. Consider your own call, brothers and sisters. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world so that no one might boast in the presence of God. That no one might boast in the presence of God. The kingdom of God, through the revelation of Jesus, gives no advantage to those who have bought into and received the advantages of this earthly existence. To the contrary, the kingdom of God blesses those who live according to the provisions of a life of God's love. The prophet Micah said it in this way. He has told you, O mortal, what is good? And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. Wow. The Beatitudes. This is the insight which we are to gain no matter what the circumstances in life may be. We are to look beyond the circumstance, knowing that regardless of what may happen, we are truly blessed. and the circumstance which gives us new insight into overcoming the perils of life. This is the blessing that will bring ultimate hope and happiness. This is the promise that we have when we answer the call of Jesus to follow him. Then we will be able to realize these words in our lives. Rejoice and be glad. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. Therefore, blessed are you. Blessed are you who answer the call to live God's love, for he will give you the happiness and hope of knowing that whatever the circumstance may be, whatever it may be, you will be the recipient of his ultimate grace. Blessed are you. That is truly the greatest insight into life that we can ever gain. Blessed are you. Amen.